This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
If you're on TikTok or on social media, I wonder how much information you share about your exes. Well, people are doing it and it's going off on TikTok. Dr. Edith Hill is Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation, Flinders University. Edith, how are you?
Hello, Warren. I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Edith, are you one to share information about your exes?
Oh my God, absolutely not. I do not want to be connected back to anything from the past.
We're having a little trouble hearing you for some reason. You're a bit echoey.
Oh no.
That's better.
Okay, let me try and find it. Oh, yes. Okay, good. Sorry.
That's all right. So once they're gone, are they gone? Are they exes forever?
They are exes forever. I do not want to be associated in any way, online or offline.
Well, what's going on?
So what has happened recently is there is this wonderful woman online. Her name is Brooke Schofield. She has a podcast and she's very kind of like...
We can hardly hear you, sorry, for some reason.
Okay, I'm
going to
find another spot. I'm so sorry.
All right,
sorry.
Well,
I'm
you know what?
Forgive me.
We'll come back in a second.
Joy Drive.
We're chatting to Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University, about what's happening on TikTok. And Edith, people are sharing drama about their exes. What's going on?
Yes, they are. So this podcaster, influencer, Brooke Schofield, has recently mentioned that she was previously dating this musician, a TikTok musician, which should be kind of a red flag in itself, in my opinion. And what he's recently done is used her and their breakup as promotion for his new song.
What?
An interesting choice, some might say. And in response to that, Brooke has released a, I think, 10-part miniseries on TikTok talking about every single thing he did wrong during their relationship.
What are some of the things that he did wrong?
Well, for one, he's been pretending for a couple of years now that he is Australian, and she has let us all know that, in fact, he's not Australian, and it's a fake accent, which is a kind of a hard one to fake, I think. And if any Australians have watched him, I think you would have realized pretty quickly that it was not a real Australian accent.
You can tell, can't you? I can tell a mile away if someone's faking it.
Oh, absolutely you can. I think it would be the same for any person from a certain place. They'd be the ones to best know that an accent is fake. But in addition to that, Clinton is his name. He also lied to her about multiple family members being dead.
Why would you do
that? Which is a very dark thing to lie about. It seemed to have been a bit of a feel sorry for me, this is what's happening, give me all your attention kind of thing. But she's outed him by saying that, you know, his mum is alive, even though he's made a lot of money and songs about her death. It's pretty dark, but she's aired all of their business out for the world to see and listen to, all because he decided to make a joke about her in the promotion of his new song.
Well, there you go. You've got to be careful now with the advent of social media. I reckon once your exes are exes, leave them as exes. Don't dig them up again.
I 100% agree, especially if you're messaging, you're texting, you're Snapchatting, screenshots exist. They are out there, people. Be warned.
We've all kept them just in case.
Exactly.
Moving on to something else. There's a lot of toxic influences out there, particularly when it comes to fitness, but it seems that one of them might have had a bit of a realization.
Yeah, this one surprised me. There are a lot of quote-unquote toxic influences out there, especially I think in the realm of fitness, nutrition, diet, because it's a very kind of interesting space where a lot of misinformation can be spread, I think. Mm. And so there was this influencer, her name is Hannah Barry. She's quite popular, was big on Instagram, big on TikTok, and she's recently come out saying like, hey, I am a former toxic fitness influencer, and here are all the things that I used to do and that I used to lie about, and trick people into thinking that I got my body in a certain way when really I did it in a different way or an unhealthy way.
Now, has she done it because she, her toxic fitness influencer side of her lost appeal and therefore she needed to somehow come out and regenerate herself to get more people watching her? Or is this a genuine realization that what she was doing was not healthy for people?
Oh my gosh, that is such a good question. Pure speculation, I think it's probably a 50-50. I think it is a matter of content, and the video and the videos after did do very, very well. This video got 1.3 million views. I think it was something a lot of people connected with, especially people in their, you know, maybe late 20s, early 30s, who were teens when Instagram was kind of in its heyday and there were a lot of ab pictures and workout videos circulating everywhere you looked, all the skinny tees and all of that kind of stuff. But I did get the sense from her video that she was feeling somewhat guilty about the lies that she told, and it was kind of like an admission, being like, look, here's some of the stuff I did, and if I tell you about it, at least it's off my conscience.
Exactly. And I think there's been a lot more sort of coverage, hasn't there, about the damaging side of social media, particularly on kids and how they're feeling about themselves.
Oh,
and maybe it is time to realise, well, you know what, I was doing the wrong thing and I was posting the wrong thing and I caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. There's a lot of good stuff out there about the effects of social media on children, and there's also so much out there, good research that's being done about the health impacts on people, about false health narratives, about promoting, you know, vitamins, skinny teas, dodgy supplements, workouts that are unrealistic, all of that kind of stuff, and how that affects our body image and our physical health, because a lot of those things have long-lasting effects outside of just, you know, what you're seeing on Instagram.
Now, Edith, I know you are a runner because you've told us that before. Do you reckon you're good enough to go to the Olympics?
Look, no, absolutely not. The fact that I still have to run in intervals and not a full run,
but you're good at it.
I think
you've
speaks volumes. I am trying, and I think that is what counts. But when it comes to people at the Olympics and the Paralympics, they do a little bit more than just try. These are elite athletes doing crazy things with their bodies that I could only ever dream of. And if you're like me and you aren't the biggest sports fan, watch it on TikTok, because they've got short little clips of all the events, maximum a minute. You don't have to have all the explanation or the lead up, all the stuff. You just get to watch something really cool, really short, and have a good time. And that is how I've been watching all the Paris trials at the moment.
Now, just on that, is this stuff that is, distributed by those who have the rights to the Olympics, or is this stuff that's sort of done by the athletes behind the scenes or this sort of thing, so therefore you're bypassing, you know, the official content?
It's both. So the Paris Olympics does have its own TikTok account. They are really on it with their socials this year. They're doing quite a good job with the editing, the videos, high quality stuff. But also there are athletes who have their own TikTok pages, and they're filming behind the scenes, the travel, the trials, the diets, the everything leading up to their Olympics and Paralympics prep. So if you are a nosy person, like we all know that I am, you can also follow some of the athletes. And Instagram being what it is and TikTok being what it is, if you start following the official pages, the algorithm is going to start recommending you athletes as well. So you just have to watch a couple things, let the algorithm do the rest, and it will deliver you all of the fun Olympics and Paralympics content that you could ever want.
The stuff we want to see.
Exactly.
Edith, good to chat with you. We'll let you go. We'll chat to you next week.
No problems. Have a good afternoon, Warren.
You too. Thank you, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.